This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Also, our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, the guys and the gals going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers getting the job done, hauling their mail and packages all over the place. And, of course, Amazon, the warehouse, Amazon, the drivers, same thing, hauling the packages all over the country. And our suicide jockeys, that are hauling gas, diesel, and even jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us from the northern part of Florida, almost into Georgia, if you will, we've got Frank Salvato from Underground USA.
Mr. Captain.
Good morning, Mr. Frank. And I hope the weather is as nice up there as it is down here. Thank you very much.
It's getting there. We're going to be in the 70s and the 80s later this week. So it's Florida is here.
Yeah, we got a little bit of cooler weather here for today and tomorrow, I think. And then it warms up again. All right. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we start this morning, Monday morning, with one hell of a weekend, shooting it up, as they say, around the countryside. We had a mess late last night, just before I went on the air, in Biloxi, Mississippi, where several people were shot, including a Biloxi police officer. He is okay. Don't know the extent of his injuries. I haven't had a chance to get any update on the report. We also had that shooting in Alabama that killed a group of people and took out a Alabama football star as well, which is a horrible shame. And then in Chicago, one of the strangest things I think I've heard about yet, about 1,000 kids ran wild in downtown Chicago, busted windows, stole stuff, the looting deal and all that, and then terrorized some of the tourists that were coming back and forth to their hotels downtown by attacking the buses they were riding in, or if they were stupid enough to walk, they hit them up while they were walking. But my God in heaven, you talk about losing control.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you don't support your law enforcement in Chicago, that's for sure. The new mayor, Brandon Johnson, is cut out of almost the same cloth as Lori Lightfoot. So you're going to see this stuff happen in the streets of Chicago. The police department tried to respond as best it could. They mobilized SWAT and got people down there as fast as they could to help help protect the tourists that were down there. And actually, people who actually live in the city who are just happen to be downtown, this is coordinated on social media. So you've got to wonder about the failure there to be looking at social media and gleaning any kind of intelligence. I know that every major city has an intelligence division that looks at social media. It's a failure to be able to see this coordination of this many people to show up down at Millennium Park, which is right on Michigan Avenue. So
right. There
were a bunch of shootings that happened there, too, I believe in three different incidents, but on the same crowd. And when you look at Biloxi and you look at Alabama, the same kind of mentality is present. So, the media likes to call them mass shootings as if they were some kind of organic incident. But this really stems from an attitude that is prevalent amongst the youth here in the United States. And I'm going to say something that's going to raise some eyebrows, but it's more prevalent amongst the black youth.
Yeah.
And this is just what the statistics prove. It's not me being racist. It's not me being controversial. The statistics bear this out, and it's been this way for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start looking at why the people are pulling the trigger and not the fact that there's guns on the street. The gun, you know, there are more responsible gun owners in the United States than there are people who do this kind of garbage. And that's just a fact.
Well, the new Chicago mayor has come out and warned against, and get this, vilifying the chaotic teen takeover that terrorized his city.
Yeah, this is the kind of mentality that promotes exactly what happened. When you tell people who go and just literally have a micro riot and accost people and there's no repercussions for it, you're promoting it. So the new mayor is a moron.
I don't think there was any doubt about that one. All right, hold that thought. hold that thought, Mr. Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more on Frank Silvato 2 right after these messages. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, oh, what a night.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. This time it's the Nissan dealerships. And we start out with the Moss Nissan dealership in Crystal River. Then we move on down to Newport Richey, which is the flagship store at U.S. 19, State Route 54. And then we talk about Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. But the all-new, brand-new, state-of-the-art store is located in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway that's right there, the Suncoast Parkway. And it's right there on the south side of the road. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. You can pull in there, have a cup of coffee, chat with the people. If you need some service done to your vehicle, have it done there, see how good they are, and all the different devices and gizmos and gadgets that they have to take care of you. But remember, Moss Nissan is the home of the You Serve, You Save program. We're all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're police, fire, or EMS. And church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you. And don't forget, they also have Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle that you purchase there. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, it appears that despite working in information technology within an intelligence wing of the Air Force, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, Jack Texera, would not have legally had access to the classified information he's accused of leaking on a Discord server. But we think we know how he got it and whether or not it was intentional or unintentional or accidental. We don't know that yet. It seems that there was a U.S. Navy chief petty officer that he was friends with that was able to help him get some of this information. And I don't know where this is going to go, but it sounds like there were two of them working together. Could be wrong, but that's what it sounds like.
Well, working together or just being stupid together, one of the two. But this, you know, going up the chain of command, heads have to roll on this. If you can have two individuals at their rank that can access information that can throw a wrench into global security in the midst of a conflict, then your safety protocols and how you're handling top secret information are not good enough. So the commander, he's got to be held on the carpet. His commander has to be held on the carpet. And anybody in that chain of custody for that information has to be held and brought to accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have this. When information can come out on a Discord server with a kid who's trying to impress his game-playing buddies? No. You know, there's information protocols that just were either they were not followed, or there was no oversight, or the command is so inept that they shouldn't be in command on this one.
All of the above.
But yeah, this heads have to roll. And quite honestly, with the priorities that the Pentagon has in place today, which is really not the readiness and the capabilities of a lethal fighting force, but this retarded idea about diversity and equity and inclusion and CRT and everything else that has nothing to do with fighting a war, Austin and Milley should have to go.
Mm-hmm.
They got a free pass for their blunders in Afghanistan, where in the withdrawal of Afghanistan, and now this, they both have to go.
Mm-hmm.
They both, if they had any honor at all, they should resign.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, it's fair to say that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today at the New York Stock Exchange is giving a speech where he's going to lay out the conditions that Republicans want Democrats to agree to in exchange for movement on the debt ceiling.
I would much rather have had him for this whole run up to this moment starting to inoculate the public to what's going to be the argument by the Democrats that Republicans are shutting government down. We should have been getting that narrative taken care of so that when the Democrats started saying it, we could say, see, we told you they were going to say this instead of being responsible with your money. We should have been laying the seeds for that aha, gotcha moment. And we shouldn't raise the debt ceiling. We should demand that the federal government spend within its means. There's enough money floating around the executive branch where they can rob Peter to pay Paul to get going to the next year. Make them feel the pain. But once again, and we talked about this when the subject first came on the radar, I said it's all going to come down to Republicans are shutting down the government. Republicans are holding government hostage.
Mm-hmm.
They won't. They're going to keep checks from senior citizens and veterans won't get paid. The Republicans are doing this. They should have been out there in front the whole time saying, you know, they're irresponsible with your money. They're threatening the checks that the seniors get because they spend all the money before they pay their debts to the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Before they pay their debts to the military. There's no money because they keep spending it on pet projects and giving it to their cronies. If they would have been out in front creating that narrative before this moment, the Democrats couldn't use Republicans for threatening to shut down government. But that's coming.
Now, here's one for you. Democratic-run cities are crumbling by design right in front of our eyes. This is happening as Marxist ideology, funded by the liberal globalist billionaire George Soros, is running amok in America. Now, famed America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, is out there, and he, today, will be in New York City with a congressional committee that's going to be interviewing victims of crimes that have happened in New York City. I don't know where it's going to go, how it's going to work, but obviously there's been some throwback about that already, too.
Well, you're trying to get the narrative into the media. That's what this is all about, because there's no authority for the federal government or even a congressional committee to go into New York and do anything about it. You know, you've got elected officials there that sadly keep getting elected that don't do anything but allow that city to just twirl down the toilet. Same is true with Chicago, same is true with L.A., same is true with San Francisco and Portland. And these are all places that have George Soros district attorneys that are elected. Now, Soros is spearheading this tip, but there's other big, deep pockets that agree with him and help that cause along. Peter Lewis of Progressive Insurance is another one in that line. But, you know, crime's out of control. Look who they're electing. We just got finished talking about Brandon Johnson in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We knew there was a crime problem there. Everybody was screaming it from coast to coast because of Lori Lightfoot saying, my God, people it's just rampant in the streets. Then they had an election and only a quarter of the people turned out to vote, and they elected someone just as liberal as Lori Lightfoot, who hated the police. So look who they elected in New York. They elected their district attorney. They elected Bragg. But he ran on an idea that he was going to persecute an ex-president, and oh, by the way, he wasn't going to be tough on crime. Well, you get the government you elect.
Yeah.
So the victims of crime who are coming out, it seems that nobody wants to turn that ideological corner unless crime happens to them. Then they want to vote for the person who's going to be tough on crime. So either people aren't paying attention, they don't care, or they're just getting meaner, I guess. I don't know. The whole Batman Gotham thing is coming true in New York.
Mm-hmm. By the way, can you stand by for another segment?
You bet.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about China. Then I'm going to get into another little bit of information about China, a couple things you probably have not heard about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A Delaware judge delayed the start of a trial on a voting machine company's defamation claims against Fox News. The announcement was made as the network is looking for a possible way to settle the case. Superior Court Judge Eric Davis said last night he was delaying the start of the trial by one day, moving it to tomorrow. He didn't explain the reasons for the move. Congress returns to Washington this week with one item on the agenda, the infamous debt ceiling.
Financial experts are warning that the federal government could face an historic default that would crash the economy this summer if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. The most conservative House Republicans keep insisting that they won't vote to raise the debt ceiling without deep spending cuts. President Biden has insisted on a so-called clean bill that would only raise the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling without addressing any spending issues. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, and attention all Central Florida Patriots. Come one, come all to the Freedom Expo 2023 presented by X Insurance. It'll be Saturday, May 6th at Seminole, the Harley-Davidson dealer. In Sanford. Now, the lead dog will be former Trump senior advisor and host of America First on our Salem network, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He'll be there on the car arm stage. Plus, I'll be there. Yep, me, the captain from the Captain's America Third Watch, and all the local hosts there on the Orlando station, too, will be there. And you'll get a chance also to support the expo vendors who are supporting the freedom movement. You'll see the classic military vehicle display. It's going to be a day filled with bikes, blues, meaning music, bikes, meaning motorcycles, barbecue, and babes. It always does. And I'll tell you what, tickets are absolutely free if you can upgrade to the Corona Cigar Company VIP experience. Then you'll wind up getting a meet and greet with Sebastian Gorka and the rest of us that'll be there. You'll be able to take pictures, get autographs, whatever. And, of course, you'll be able to get a new book in defense of the Second Amendment by Larry Correa. And you'll get special seating and a whole bunch more with your tickets. But you don't need to pay to get in. It is free, so don't worry about that. But if you want to, you can, and you get more bang for your buck, so to speak. May the 6th, Seminole Harley-Davidson. That's 9 to 12, presented by X Insurance. Looking forward to being there for that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is with us, stuck around. Thank you very much, Frank.
Absolutely, anytime and always.
Yep. Now, I want to talk a little bit about China, because while China knows better than to try to start a war, they happen to be sending all these little trial balloons and provoking stuff so that someone might actually touch off a world war. China is definitely not innocent of this stuff, as we well know by seeing the balloons that recently, by the way, were controlled by human beings because they were able to maneuver. They were able to maneuver and take pictures of what they wanted.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they know better not to start anything. I think they see a very... very good opportunity here if things go south over in Ukraine. We've had people at the Pentagon who are actually paying attention come out and say, you know, our capabilities, we're stretched thin. We cannot really execute a two-theater war at this point and guarantee victory in both. And with the way that we are overextended in Ukraine, especially the armaments that we've sent, and now there's reports that we really do have people over there who are actually getting more involved by the day. If we have to go into a full-blown proxy war over because we're supporting Ukraine to an extent that we probably shouldn't be as involved in, NATO should be leading that. If China decides it wants to take Taiwan, it can and will.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to stop it. Taiwan is not prepared for this, and there's overwhelming force coming its way. They're not the only location over in the South Pacific that is worried about this either. You see Japan starting to gear up a little bit for an aggressive China. So, you know, they're not only focused on targeting the United States and in the economic sphere. They have the capability to challenge us militarily, and they're not afraid to do it. They made that clear the very first time they talked to us after Biden got in office. In Alaska, the Chinese emissary said, the United States, you don't negotiate for a position of power anymore. A massive insult to Blinken. Massive. And we did nothing. And that just confirmed that for them. They're not scared of us anymore, and they don't care. They've been building bases around the world that are U.S. facing, whether it be on the coast of Africa or in South America. They have bases in South America, which pretty much violates the Monroe Doctrine, and we do nothing about it. They're challenging the U.S. dollar on the world stage to the point where there's five major trading partner countries around the world who are using different currency than the U.S. dollar. They're trying to replace the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Now, granted, that's it hasn't always been the case. It was the British pound before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, there's no reason we should be ceding that now. The U.S. dollar is still the strongest thing out there. So they're being very aggressive on all fronts. And that's something that our government simply isn't responding to. So if you're not seeing that the powers that be in control in the United States now are in cahoots with this happening, then you're not looking.
Hmm. Well, a leading House Republican is warning China is going to conduct widespread cyber attacks on American infrastructure when it's decided to invade Taiwan. Now, if Xi Jinping moves on Taiwan, as we think he will assume he'll launch cyber attacks against the United States as part of the battle. That will make things really interesting.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of it will be cyber attacks on any of the forces that are within the region, so the communications are disrupted. And if he wants to go a step further, there'll be cyber attacks on energy infrastructure on the West Coast and up in Alaska to compromise our bases and the military installations that would respond. They're not stupid. They've planned this out, and we've allowed that to happen. You know, as much as we want to pretend that we've hardened everything, we have not.
Just look at the balloons.
Well, the balloons, and then look at the attacks on the electronic stations that were happening from indigenous groups here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take out the power grid? They're absolutely capable of doing that. So what have we done to harden our assets here in the United States so that we remove those threats from a foreign power? Well, we keep spending billions and trillions on infrastructure, but we don't seem to be doing anything for infrastructure. That last infrastructure bill was a joke. It did literally nothing to do anything for infrastructure but line the pockets of people who made sure Biden got into office. We haven't upgraded our rail system. We see that because of all the derailments that are happening. We haven't hardened our electricity grids. We haven't created redundancies for energy. We just keep moving into renewable energy that if the weather doesn't cooperate, you get nothing. So that technology isn't ready for prime time, but we've got idiots like John Kerry saying, nah, we're just going to keep moving towards it because, well, it's not ready, but we're just going to do it because too many of my friends are making money with this climate sham, so we might as well keep moving towards it. We're not taking care of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So if China decides that they want to move, they can cripple our electricity. They can cripple our water. They can cripple our communications. And they have plans to do it.
Mm. Well, I think we need to get our ducks in a row here pretty quick or else. And speaking of ducks in a row, maybe we can use King Charles to borrow some money when we need it. Did you hear about his net worth?
Yeah, he's got, what, $720 million, something like that?
$750 million is his net worth.
Now, understand, that's just Charles.
Yeah.
The royal family, they all have their stipends from the government they get over there, and they all have riches from the past that have been handed down.
Yep.
That's just Charles. That's not any of his kids. That's not any of his extended relatives that all have castles and titles and everything else. So, you know, when he talks about being benevolent and wanting to make sure the world is secured and everything else, you know, why don't you divest a little bit of his stuff into helping the poor over in the UK?
So we're hearing from Asia Hutchinson, who is running for president, that the national red flag laws on guns are not the solution.
Boy, you're a little late to the party, huh, Asa?
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, Frank, we will talk on Friday. Can't wait, can't wait.
Say hello, my friend.
Thank you very much. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back with more. And your phone calls, too, at 877-969-80.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh Road, and all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and I will tell you that they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the immediate area. So, two ways to get a hold of them. Number one, give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Set up an appointment for service. Or tell them you're coming into the store to take a look at something. But remember that all military and first responder get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, don't forget the number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some money. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, known everywhere in every ballpark in the country that sells hot dogs. It's none other than the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. Hope everybody had a nice weekend and is ready for a good week and a productive week. That's what it's all about. Help out your fellow man. Do a random act of kindness today, you know, this whole week. Start being more civil to each other. It's important.
Good luck.
It's hard to be civil on the racetrack, Captain, because if you're not bumping, you ain't racing. Okay.
Thumping and bumping. Mm-hmm.
Kirkwood wins the Grand Prix of Long Beach for his first career IndyCar win. So congratulations to him. That's a tough track to win on and to get your first one. Pretty good job. So Kyle Kirkwood, congratulations. You know, he held off the Andretti team. Roman's one heck of a racer. So very, very cool. Team Penske, you know, they're always doing well in both Indy and the real deal. So good old NASCAR. And then NASCAR was good yesterday also. Captain Mr. Larson came through, and he went up to Martinsville. Great track up there at that speedway. Cal did a great job. 400-lap race. He was able to hold off William Byron, the Hendrick Motorsports teammate of his. So they made it happen. Martin Truex, he always seems to be in it these last few weeks. Captain, the 19 car, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's going to pull through here in a week or two, I would think. And Joey Logano was in it too, but Joey's won this year. So it's been a very exciting race car type of atmosphere. But guess what, Captain? We have the playoffs, NBA and NHL. And interesting upset yesterday. Something's going on down in South Florida besides the flooding. The Heat rolled past the Bucks. Milwaukee looks like, you know, they couldn't even be touched, and now the Heat upset them. Now, is that just a one-game wonder, and we see if the Milwaukee Bucks come back? It depends if the Greek young man can come through. He suffered an injury, and that's going to be an interesting turn of events if that were to happen. He could find a way to win. Jimmy Butler played great for him last night. Ja Morant, he got hurt playing the Lakers and hurt his right hand. So it's very difficult for them to have to deal with that. So some interesting NBA scores, Captain, you know, just to go down that a little bit for the people who follow it. You want to be fair to everybody. And the Lakers came through. The Heat came through. Boston Celtics. Now, tomorrow, the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be up in Toronto playing the Maple Leafs. And that's a good rivalry between those two teams. I just don't know what Tampa Bay Lightning, if they peaked out or not, Captain. You know, they've had a rough month. Do they regroup and get it together? They have the team to do it. I do think there's something to be said if you're a champion and you have the experience, there's ways you can find to at least continue on. Would you concur with that logic with the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Well, the attitude is there, yes. The experience and the attitude are there. However, on any given day, anybody can beat anybody else.
It's so true. It's so true. And we saw that yesterday in the basketball class. I was very stunned and surprised that a few teams came through that you wouldn't have thought would have. And that's the beauty.
I was not watching basketball. I was watching baseball.
Well, yeah, we're in the beginning of baseball. And, yeah, the Rays came through and won.
8-1.
Now they're 14-2. 8-1. They played great. They're 14-2 now.
They did it again. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm.
See if they can get another streak going. Speaking about baseball, last night's game, the Rangers put on the Astros 9-1. The Astros aren't exactly starting out, you know, or the Dodgers. A lot of teams aren't starting out the way you think they would have. And the Rays have started out better than anybody could have imagined. Now it's just a matter if they can keep that momentum going for the whole year and see what happens there. Don't want to forget our golf fans out there, Captain. It was a great golf match up there at Heritage Harbor, okay, in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and the RBC tournament. And Jordan Spieth and Matthew Fitzpatrick had to go into three extra holes to find out who was going to win. And Fitzpatrick hit a shot, Captain, on the 18th hole, the puck was going to be deep. He was 2 feet away from it rolling into the cup. And congratulations to him for winning that tournament. That was his first win since he won the U.S. Open last year. And it was the first time that a person from England has won that tournament since Nick Faldo. Kind of ironic. Nick Faldo retired last year from broadcasting, and now this year the young man wins it. So pretty neat storyline there, Matt, to say the least. You know, when it comes to storylines, Captain, I always like to, you know, let people know, you know, write your own story when it comes to your insurance. You got to go with the right agent, though, and get the right policy for yourself and see what's best going to fit you, your wants and your needs, and also your pocketbook. You know, there's things that you have to design. The good news is that not everything is a one-size-fits-all in the insurance world, and you need someone to tailor-make that for you. I'd like to be that person. I believe I can be of help to you if you give me the opportunity. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Captain Matt, you've been happy with my service, correct, sir? I try to take care of you the best I can. When we get things done when we need to, is that fair to say?
Service? I get service?
Come on, man. Come on.
You've been fine. It's just once in a while the insurance company needs to have an attitude adjustment.
Ain't that the truth? You know, all I can do is be a liaison between them. And then, I'm so glad you said it like that, Matt, because people don't realize. They think it's me sometimes, and it's not.
No.
I can't control insurance companies.
That's why you are an agent.
Thank you. I'm an agent. I'm not the insurance CEO. I know them, and we can get things done through them as long as it fits the guidelines and meets the criteria. But, you know, it's not easy. Nothing in life is. You got to work hard for anything that's worthwhile and what's best for you. And you and I both get that. You've been on the air for a lot of years. I've been on the air for a lot of years. I've been in the insurance business for over 30 years. So that's it in a nutshell. If I can help anybody out again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052, or you look at Captain's homepage, you'll see my name and number. You can look me up that way also. I appreciate you taking care of that for me, Captain, and also helping out on the Sports Zone Facebook. You can catch us there, too, and all our people that listen on Sundays to our Sports Zone show, we appreciate it. Captain, God bless you. Look forward to seeing you soon. Hopefully, if I can break away, I'll see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue. If not, hopefully the next Tuesday I'll see you at Mission Barbecue. Thank you as always, and God bless you, Matt.
All right, you're welcome, and you never know where Patrick's going to show up. He's liable to be at any one of the events that I have. He was more than welcome to be down there in Sarasota if he wanted to be with the veterans, but he couldn't make that, and I get it. Can't be everywhere at once. All right, that's it for the Monday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back tonight with the Tuesday version, and remember tomorrow, Tuesday, it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day at Mission Barbecue. And then tomorrow night, Tampa Bay Chump Club at Mugs on Olmerton. I'll be back. God bless America. Stay low.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.